Hello and welcome to Recipe Challenge.
Hello.
The podcast where two friends face off in themed recipe challenges.
Who will win this week?
We'll find out.
We will find out.
I am Katie Lail.
And I am Rebecca Collins.
Our theme this month is Oktoberfest desserts.
Treats.
German sweets.
Sure.
German desserts. But before we get to that.
Yes.
We have,
What do you got, Katie?
I have an announcement.
Oh my God, what is this announcement?
And the announcement is, I bought a food processor!
What?
I did it!
After all this time.
I did it. Wow. My birthday is on Friday, bought it as a early birthday present to myself. I had to take the price down a little bit, I had a gift card.
Oh.
My mom gave me.
All right, where did you purchase from?
I purchased it from the King Arthur website.
Whoa.
They only sell one. They
what
sell
is it?
The Cuisinart 14 cup food processor.
14 cup.
And that's where I had the gift card too. So that knocked the price down a little bit.
Nice.
That was the main reason.
Is it like King Arthur branded?
No, it is Cuisinart. There's nothing.
I mean, like, why do they sell just that one?
I don't know.
It's not like a partnership.
I don't think so. Just that one.
Did it come already?
It did.
And
it came really fast.
Oh my God.
I did open it. And it has so many parts.
Oh. But you haven't used it yet.
Not used it yet. They do recommend like trying it out with like a vegetable or something just to like get your
like the shredding feature.
Because I've used like in like community ed cooking classes,
sure.
I've used a food processor before,
like
but not like any of the other things. So
the grater.
No, haven't. Yeah, there's a grater.
What else does it have? Because I only have two attachments.
Does it come with like a silver? Does yours have like the silver? It's like a silver disc, kind of. That's where that one of. I guess that's the grater.
Yes, I do have the grater.
Okay. Yep.
And then I have like the blade, the main blade.
Yep. And then you have the plastic, like the top.
Yeah.
That you feed the veggies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I think mine's. I want to say mine's a 12 cup though.
Okay.
Nice. So you got a bigger one. Going bigger and better. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Stay tuned.
I know it's a big step for you. You've been thinking on it for years.
Yes.
Counter space.
I figured it out. Here and now. So I did a little bit of a cookbook. Not purge, but like, you know, gave a few away to make some space.
Okay.
I moved like where our cookbooks are. We had like, you know, like freezer bags, parchment paper. So I moved that to like a storage area.
Okay.
And then what else did I move? I just moved some stuff around. So now when you look at that kind of, it's a bookshelf really.
Is
like
that where
in
it
a
lives?
Cubby. It just looks a little.
But does it live
cleaner.
In the bookshelf or does it live on the countertop?
It lives on the shelf.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because countertop space.
Oh yeah. Mm-mm.
It's kind of premium. So,
yes. You're telling me.
I mean, mine lives in a cupboard.
Yeah.
And I
drag it out.
But, you know, that's fine. I mean, I don't even use it weekly, really.
Right.
I'm not that.
Yeah.
You know. But it's you're going to love it, though.
Stay tuned.
And now every time you get to a recipe where it says to food process, you don't have to be like, well, I'm out.
That's happened so many times.
Yeah. Or you're like, put it in the blender? But sometimes you just can't.
Right.
Well, like shredding stuff. You can't do that in a blender the way you can in a food processor.
Nope.
You got the nice, like, carrot or zucchini shred.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Onions?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's
going to
be great. It's going to be great.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Okay. Stay tuned. I have some food news.
All right.
This is my food news story. So, Halloween's coming up.
Yes.
And I just read an article. I think it was in the Times.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. There is a world cocoa bean shortage.
Really?
So it's really affecting Halloween candy.
Is that why it's like, I've seen some like social media posts that are like talking about how expensive
candy is. It's expensive,
okay.
But also they, you know, you got to have new stuff every year, but they knew that they weren't going to get their hands on very much chocolate. So if you pay attention, the new stuff is all like peanut butter and jelly or like it's coated in white chocolate, which has no chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or
right.
It's like a lot of fruit flavors or fruit filling. I guess it's even affecting M&Ms.
Oh,
like what they can put into them. Because they're like, we can't get our hands on enough chocolate, or it's like way expensive. So,
man,
just throwing that out there, as you do your shopping, you're going to be paying more this year for your Halloween candy. Or if you see new stuff, it's going to be less chocolate, which I guess they said with trends, a lot of Gen Z and millennials really like fruit flavors. They really like the, like, they like nostalgia, so like nerds and something else are like coming back.
Yeah.
But then they just like the fruit, like the gummy stuff is huge. So that's kind of helpful because not chocolate. But if for me, when I went trick-or-treating and even now for Halloween, like I always just want the chocolate.
Yeah.
I want the candy bars.
Me too.
And I guess it's a little skimpy this year.
So who knew? I wonder what's causing the shortage.
They said a couple of years of really bad crops.
Yeah.
I want to say too much heat. They were like a list of things that had happened and that it's just like really impossible to get volumes of cocoa beans, which is also, I believe, happening to the coffee bean.
Oh, no.
So look out. I mean... climate change is real.
I'll keep an eye out. Yeah. Well, yeah, yes, that was absolutely.
That's my food news as we come up on Halloween.
Have you tried Nerd Clusters?
No.
They're good.
What are they?
It's like
a gummy?
Nerd, like a nerd's flavor, but it's got gummy on the inside, but it's like that tart nerd crunchiness on the outside. They're good. I didn't think I would like them, but they're good.
I haven't. I was reading that they came out with like this Halloween Kit Kat that's like something, but it's all white chocolate.
Yeah.
And I was like,
They were doing like witch world, maybe they were doing like bones or like witch fingers.
Yes. Because, and that, and you know what though? That's why.
Yep.
Because this isn't the first year that that's been a problem, getting enough chocolate. And so they're not building things around chocolate anymore. I know. So keep an eye out or just plan on not eating, you know, plan on shelling out, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, what was the cost? Okay, getting into our theme.
Theme.
We last month talked about taking a field trip
to a
German bakery in Minneapolis, which we did do. We went to Aki's.
Aki's Bread House.
In Northeast.
In Northeast Minneapolis.
We went, it was like, what time? Like 4:30-ish. And there was not
a single
German dessert to be had.
You could not get a single thing.
They were all...
Well, okay, that's not true because they had a dessert.
Okay, yes. So they did mainly... They had cookies, they had...
But they weren't...
Cinnamon rolls, but not what we were looking for.
No, it wasn't the real German stuff.
No. We did get the pretzels were great. We got pretzels.
Yeah, we did really have good pretzels. We bought pretzels and we had... What was it? A sour?
It was called a Schaum.
Oh, sorry.
Tort. S-C-H-A-U-M.
Okay, it was.
Which is a meringue base dessert.
With whipped cream and pears.
And it had pears. And it was good.
It was good.
Yep.
But we were going there for apple cake.
Yes, a bee sting cake.
Which, okay, now.
Now I gotta make it. One of us has to
make it. So we were talking to the staff at Aki's. And they said, the bee sting cake, like that's sold out by like 10 a.m.
Oh, man.
And I was like, now I kind of want to get my hands on a slice of this cake.
Me too.
It's like a yeasted cake. Mm-hmm. It has a vanilla cream, like middle.
I think so.
And yeasted bread.
Yep.
Or cake.
Yep.
Dough. And then the top is like honey, almonds, and something else. It's like really gooey.
Yeah.
And so they cover it with that. And I mean, come on. That just sounds so good.
She did sit. The woman that we were talking to was very kind and said, I could put a piece aside for tomorrow morning if you want to come back. But
like drive back.
Yeah.
If just you want to drive back.
But that's good to know for the future. Well, you could call in.
And so here's the thing. Apparently these German treats are so popular in this neighborhood that they sell out, which is great.
It is great.
It's great. But I was sad because I was
really
so looking forward. Yeah. We didn't know what to do. We did not know what to do. We're like, what? nothing. And even like on the menu, they had like savory torts.
Yes. Yes.
Were out. Those are all gone. All of them are gone.
Oh man.
Crazy. But you bought.
We'll be back.
Lemon poppy seed.
I did buy a lemon poppy seed roll, which was great.
Okay.
Delicious. How was your.
I didn't have any of it. Okay. Keith ate it. Okay. But.
And the pretzel was great.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, we didn't get our hands on any German treats.
We didn't know. Now we know.
Okay, but just a side note, we did salvage our field trip because we found some new bookstores.
We did.
We
that was great.
Got some books.
I love when you feel like you're a tourist in your own city. It was great.
We saw a lot of stores. We were like, "What's that? What this ice cream?" And I don't even know what else we
this
saw.
Pizza
vintage,
place?
Vintage clothes?
Yes.
They have a pizza. This pizza place was over here. I mean, it was crazy. So obviously we don't get out over there enough. And I was happy because that bookstore, it's called Eat My Words. I thought it was great. And then Inkwell.
Yes. Inkwell Booksellers.
Inkwell Booksellers. Also went there and got some books.
So great.
I came home. I did not expect it. Came home with a sack of books, which is never a bad thing.
Nope, never a bad thing.
So it was salvageable. But the point is, though, that I, for my recipe, picked an apple cake.
You did.
Apfelkuchen.
Kuchen,
and my,
I believe, means
my
cake.
Plan was to have it at Aki's.
I know, so we can compare.
And then have something to compare against. But we don't have anything to compare it with, which is fine.
We don't.
Yeah.
But it, yes.
So let's talk about your recipe.
Let's talk
about
it.
I selected it, but you talk about it.
Okay. Two parts. So first you make the cake. Springform pan. Flour, sugar, the huge.
The huge. It's
baking
a cake.
Powder, salt, a tiny bit of nutmeg, buttermilk. I'm sorry, butter and milk, an egg. I used Granny Smith apples, but I mean.
Did it say you could use any?
It just said apples.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, and then I hate that because I never know which way to go.
I know.
I'm like, should I be doing Honeycrisp?
Right.
Or should I do any Granny Smith?
Probably any would be Honeycrisp. Probably would have been fine.
Any baking apple or eating apple? I don't know. What's the difference?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
And then some sliced almonds, which were optional, but I love an almond on top. And I did toast them. Although the recipe didn't call for that. But it's in the oven for 20 minutes at 400. So I wonder if you didn't toast the almonds, if
they would
maybe
get
they
toasted.
Would maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think they got over toasted, but.
No.
Your call, if you want to toast
your call.
Or not.
It's your call.
I think when you toast your nuts, you get a little, it's like, you get some more depth of flavor there than just raw.
Yeah, no, you do. Yeah.
So I made the cake. It's in a pretty hot oven, 400 degrees for the first 20 minutes, just the cake. And I did not put the springform pan on a cookie sheet. And so smoke alarm started, the oven started getting really, really smoky only like 10 minutes in. The smoke alarm's going off. And I realized there was some liquid dripping onto the bottom of the oven, which I think was coming from the pan.
Okay.
So took it out. And I think just... If you're using a springform pan,
you have to put something
under it.
Or something on the bottom of the oven to catch.
Yes, that's a great idea, too. It's a great
idea.
It's
better to have it on.
So I remade the cake. Wait,
why did you have to remake the cake?
Well, I guess I didn't have to, but I didn't know how to clean up the
mess. But so you took
in a hot oven. I guess I could have like kept the cake out of the oven, cleaned it up, and then put it back in.
Yeah, but it had started baking.
Yes, it was like halfway done.
What happens if you interrupt the baking?
I don't know. It's a great question.
I don't know if that works out then.
So I like,
maybe it does.
I took the oh my god, the racks out. I was like Googling like quick oven clean.
Oh no.
It worked pretty well. Mixed up a quick paste of a baking soda. Put that on a shirt.
Soda.
Baking
you
soda.
Make a paste. Baking soda.
Make a paste. Put that on there.
I can't believe
some
this.
Vinegar and water, like wipe it down while the oven was kind of like cooling down. And no. But it worked. Got it all cleaned out.
Oh my
and luckily
God.
I had given myself enough time and I had enough ingredients to remake the cake. Because if I hadn't, I don't know what I would have done.
Right.
If I like didn't have
So you just start over.
I did start
on
over.
The cake.
Did start over.
What and then you had the custard in a separate
bowl.
And that, what does that have in it?
Cake bakes for 20 minutes and well, and I had already made the custard, so that was easy. It's heavy cream, sugar, egg, a little bit of flour, vanilla, cinnamon, and salt. Mix that all up. I've never made a cake like this before, where you pour, you pour that on to the cake, bring the oven back down to 350 from 400, and then it cooks for another 30 to 35 minutes. And it makes your house smell amazing. That cinnamon
But
custard.
When do you put apples on it?
Oh, sorry. Yes, you put the apples and the almonds on top of the cake before you make it the first time around, the cake part.
Oh, so that's there.
Yep.
The apples are in it.
Yes.
You bake it.
Yes.
Then you're pouring custard over all of it.
Yes.
The custard kind of sinks down into the cake and the apples come to the top.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. Isn't that
interesting?
That is interesting.
Yeah. It's like those, have you heard of those?
Oh, like not upside down, but I think I know what you're talking about.
It's a
where
cake.
It, yeah.
Where you bake it. It's like two things. It's like custard and cake and you bake it and it flips.
And it flips while it's cooking.
While it's cooking.
Yeah.
So that the...
Those are so cool.
Custard is on the top and the cake's on the bottom.
Yeah.
What are those called? Oh, shoot.
There's a special name. We'll find out.
Yeah. Wait, this... So your oven disaster is giving me flashbacks to last month when we had the deep fry disaster, which I want to follow up on.
Okay.
Okay. I admit that I must have failed Science 101 because... I had this huge onion, I mean, pretty big onion in a small pot. And then if you have it full of oil and you put a large, it's called displacement.
It's called displacement.
But also, so I paid because it was a colossal mess. Like my whole, I have a gas and so there's like the raised up grate.
Yep.
All of that was oil.
Aww.
The oil got into all the mechanism inside of the burner. And I was afraid to start it.
Sure.
I had to take little cotton swabs and Q-tips and like try to soak up the oil inside.
Oh, man.
And I scrubbed that thing down.
Yeah.
And I mean, okay, I needed to scrub my stovetop so I got a task done. But I was like, okay, I really learned my lesson. Do not do this.
No.
You got to have a huge, if you're going in for the frying, you got to have a huge pan. Buy the 2 quarts of oil. To cover your onion or whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, yours was nice because yours floated on top of oil. It wasn't like submerged.
Yes,
but mine
and then
just,
it just like did a flip.
Mine just sunk to the bottom of this pot and it was like bubbling over with just pure oil. And so it's reminding me of me last month where I was just watching my oven become coated with, I was like, oh no, it's
and
the worst.
And you get like, if you fry a lot, I mean, You can't put that down your drain. So you're pouring it into a trash
container.
It's just like a pain. It's
like
a pain
container.
To dispose
you have to
of.
Find something to put it in and get rid of it.
Yeah.
What a pain.
What a pain.
I'm sure that people have all these tricks and tips for how to fry at home, but I'm just not that. Anyway, that was a detour just to say really had to clean that stovetop.
I know. So, I love our house so much, but like the smoke alarm goes off so easily because I think it's just
right
like
there.
The hood, the oven hood is right by these like back stairs and there's a smoke alarm
there
and like it does not take much for it to go off. So anytime it goes off, I'm like, we're moving! But
I've come back down.
Every house has something like that.
Oh my God. We're moving because of the smoke. The smoke alarm was too sensitive.
It's too sensitive.
Anytime there was smoke, it was going off.
I know. Yeah.
So I'm moving. I'm moving.
Forget safety.
Right.
I know. I'm hearing people screaming like, I could just take the battery out, I guess, if I'm going to be.
Well, but you didn't know that you were going to have the smoke going on. So you mixed up another cake. You had enough apple.
I had enough. I did some quick calculations. Yes, luckily I had enough. It doesn't call for that. It's a pretty...
It has Apple displayed on top.
Yes, it calls for 2 to 4, but I used 2, and that was enough.
All right. And so that's... Then you just quick, like... Then you put it on a tray.
Yep, put it on... Yes. I put it on a tray for the second time, and it worked great. It was great.
Did it leak?
I was... a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. I think, like, a springform is just not...
You can't... It's not going to be tight. No. Ever. It's never sealed tight.
It's not.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So then... You bake it, you put the custard on it, you bake it again.
Yep.
That's it.
We're done.
That's it.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. All right.
The recipe I picked for you. It's called Kaiserschmarrn, which I learned means emperor's mess. So Kaiser is like an emperor.
All right.
It's technically Austrian.
Yes.
It's like a fluffy shredded pancake. But when I was looking at, I was trying to find what food can you if you're at Oktoberfest in Germany, let me see if I can find some
sell.
And that kept coming up on menus. Like I'm seeing at these Kaiserschmarrn.
That's cool.
And so that's what inspired me, even though it's technically Austrian, but they still have. Still have Oktoberfest in Austria.
Is it really that much? Well, I shouldn't say this. Somebody will be like, what?
But how did it go?
Okay, we should say this is a recipe from the Smitten.
Yes, Smitten Kitchen.
Kitchen. Yes. Well, I'd never done this before. I think the main difference, it has your standard pancake ingredients, except you are separating your eggs. Mm-hmm. And in your batter, it's just the egg yolks. And you're setting your whites aside.
Okay.
And you've got your standard sugar, flour, baking powder.
The huge.
You know how to make a pancake. So you whisk that, but then you have to get out your stand mixer or your hand mixer. Yep. And you have to beat the egg whites until you've got the peaks.
Okay.
Kind of like you're making a meringue.
Yeah.
Then you have to let the wet, like the egg yolk batter, rest for 10 minutes. Okay. Then you take your beaten egg whites and you're folding it in to make this like very fluffy looking batter.
Fold it in.
And then you go to your pan, you heat up butter, melts, put it in there.
The whole thing?
Yeah. Just one big pancake.
How big was the pan?
12 inches.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
And then you're just doing like 3 minutes on one side. Yep. The problem is when it's time to flip it. I mean, she said, you can try to flip it. She's like, I can't. And so I was like, I better not because this is going to be a mess. So it was a nonstick. So I like slid it onto a big cutting board.
Yep.
Then I put the pan over it and dumped it. The other side, so that you get the other side for 3 minutes. Yep. Here's where it gets real tricky. It said after the 3 minutes, you know, it should be still runny inside. So, but like it's been on the heat for 6 minutes total. I mean,
3 minutes per side.
3 minutes per side. Yeah. But like it was still supposed to be kind of runny when you because then you take it off, you cut it, you chop it up.
Yeah, chop it up.
And then it's supposed to go back in the pan. Oh. And she was saying there should still be some batter. And I'm like, oh, no. No, there was no batter. But I did put it back in the pan with some more butter. And I think all it did was suck up some more butter. And it didn't get, like, I think she was saying, this is the trick. It's supposed to be crispy edges, but then runny inside, kind of. I'm like, so this is, like, extremely low heat then. But it said medium heat.
Tricky.
So I did successfully flip it. I did successfully put it back in the pan. Yeah. I did like cut it up, but I didn't achieve the desired consistency.
Okay.
Then you're supposed to like cover it in powdered sugar and you're supposed to have some kind of fruit dip situation or so you can do applesauce, jam, compote.
Yep.
And she, in her recipe, did like a compote of plums. I did a compote of blueberries.
Yum, perfect for pancakes.
Yes. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's like, okay.
Are we ready to talk about?
We can.
The tasting?
We can, because okay. We already tasted. Usually we don't.
We usually take a break, but this time we just tried them before.
The pancake was already cooling.
Yep.
It's supposed to be served hot.
Yep.
And so I was like, well, maybe this is the best shot I've got for getting this thing across the finish line. So yeah. We already tasted.
It tasted like a pancake to me. Like a pancake.
It was good.
The combo was great.
But.
Is it?
What? So I don't get. I think that it must be overcooked. Even though it's the consistency of our usual pancake. And I think that must have taken it too far. Because why the egg white fluff if it's just.
Right.
It's compressed like a.
Right.
It's not. It's fluffier than I usually make at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More like a restaurant. You know, you have the fluffiness, but it's not.
Yeah.
Something was not.
Yeah.
And it's not super sweet. So you get the sweet from the powdered sugar and the fruit.
Yep. Yep.
But underneath it all, it's kind of a pancake. But people on the comments and like in the, they were just like praising this thing and like they're so excited about it. And I was like, God, okay, maybe if I made it again. I would try
a lower heat.
I think low heat and not let it get even browned on one side before you flip it.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Trying to keep it a little under on the inside?
Well, because she
wants...
don't
want it to be runny.
She wants the inside to be custardy.
Hmm.
And the outside to have some crisp edges from being fried in butter.
Tricky.
I just don't have it in me. I don't know. I don't know.
You did your best.
I would love to have this... from like a German
it'd be so fun.
Market.
Yes.
And see what I mean, I'm sure it would be like totally different.
All right. Next stop.
Next Christmas October market. Best. Christmas market. Ooh. European Christmas market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually I'll have to see if they
have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here.
We have a couple European markets. We maybe we can find it because I want to see like how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I don't know. Okay. So we also tried.
We did try the Apfelkuchen.
Apfelkuchen.
Pretty good.
It was good.
You know, I cut us big slices and it was not a problem
for
me to mow through that slice.
It's light.
Yes.
It's light. It's not heavy.
It was hard to stop eating it.
Even with custard, it doesn't feel...
More custardy in the middle. Like, the custard seemed to kind of, like...
Go into the center.
Concentrate into the middle, but keeps it really moist, which is great.
What? So, okay. So, that's why you need a springform pan. Because the custard otherwise would be, like, running all over the place. I'm wondering why you couldn't make this in just a regular... Because you need more height, maybe, with your pan. So, the custard...
Yes, that's a good point. Because the cake...
The cake can't be too
batter,
low.
Yeah, the cake batter does not take up that much space, but it does rise, and then you're pouring custard on top of that. Okay. So
you need more height.
If you had a higher, round cake pan, probably that would be okay. But then I would worry about getting it out of the pan, because the spring form, spraying the spring form, like, it's still... Like, I took a picture of it in the pan because I'm like, I don't know how this is going to look.
You didn't know how.
I didn't know how it was because it was sticking to the side, even with that. So the springform stays because then you can just release the sides and then it's right there.
Yeah.
For you. So
okay. What's it, a 9-inch or 8-inch? You don't remember.
Great question. I don't remember.
Okay.
I'll get back to you on that.
I have not made a springform pancake in so long.
Do you have one?
I have some downstairs. But I it's been... a really long time. But I thought this cake was really good.
Thanks.
It was really good. And I think that Granny Smith is a good choice because you've got...
Yeah.
It's a nice contrast between sweet and then like...
That's what I was thinking. It's a little more tart, which I think can hold up better.
Yeah.
In a cake.
In the baking too. Whenever I make apple pie, I use Granny Smith.
Yeah.
Because they hold up really
well. It's a good baking apple.
Yeah. And it's a nice contrast to all the sugar that goes. much sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Because I make a cranberry apple sometimes.
Ooh,
I think that this cake could be a Thanksgiving contender.
Sure.
Like, if you're not feeling pie.
Oh, yeah.
You could do custard apple cake.
Yum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good one. Just put a pan under your spring board. Just put a, I would even say put it, make it, well, it wasn't like, there wasn't so much liquid coming out that you needed like a rimmed pan.
Oh.
But, I mean, maybe do that just to be safe. But
just, oh, just like a flat cookie sheet?
You could probably, that would probably suffice. Or if you have, probably, I don't know, do people have, do they make, they probably make things that go on the bottom of your oven?
Yeah, or it? Sometimes I just put like a rimmed baking sheet on the bottom of the oven.
You're so smart. That's a great idea.
Is that smart?
Yes.
Oh, like if I'm cooking something, I'm like, oh, this is gonna leak.
It's so much easier to clean that.
Yeah, but oh, also line your pan with tin foil because I have thrown a pan away that got so crusted with and like charred stuff, I could not get it off.
I just
and
did that too.
And I was like, I'm starting over. Yeah. I could not get the stuff off. Yeah. And so then I was like, well, duh, put some foil on there and then put it down there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. I think I do that when I make that pie because it always leaks.
Yes.
And it's that stuff, like hardened sugar that has burned. Forget it.
Yep.
Forget it.
Forget it.
I don't know. I think this is a contender for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving time. Awesome. Yeah.
Do we have I think our winner's probably clear.
I think it is the apple kuchen.
A custard cake.
I feel bad about the pancake though. I'm not sure if it was the recipe or user error.
Yeah.
Which
did you do her compote recipe just using blueberries or you went rogue with your own compote? Because it was really good.
I went rogue and I can tell you where it's from. I will link to it in the show notes. It's Shane and Simple is the name of the food blog.
Oh.
His name's Shane. And he does a lot of vegan or like low sugar healthy things. Yeah. And the blueberry compote does not have sugar in it. Oh. It uses some maple syrup, some lemon juice, and some cinnamon.
Yeah.
And
it's really good.
It was delicious. So let me link to that because it's good on, it's really good mixed in with yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
If you get plain yogurt and mix this blueberry compote in.
Sounds amazing.
It is amazing. And you can put a little bit of granola on there too.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got our winner, apple cake.
Yes, apple cake. And we're heading into November.
Heading into November.
What's our theme?
Our theme for the holidays is food gifts.
Yes.
Homemade food gifts.
Have you made a food gift for somebody before or people before? Because I don't think I have.
I actually don't think. Oh, no. I had designs to do it.
Okay.
And I never got around to it. I think it was during COVID.
What were you going to make?
I'm not going to say because still be in contention.
It might. Okay. That's fair.
Okay. So this doesn't have to be Christmas.
Sure.
It's holiday.
Like a holiday.
It could be something that someone uses after Christmas.
Yes.
It could be something they have on, you know, the Tuesday after Christmas.
New Year's.
It's not, it doesn't have to, it could be for a Christmas party or a dinner, but it could just be something they use. And it could be something that's for the new year.
But has to be a food.
Or drink.
Food or drink. Okay.
Food or drink. I was going to make a one rule, though.
Okay.
No nuts.
Okay. That's fair.
No nuts.
No nuts.
We're not doing baked nuts with some...
Rosemary?
Hey, I love them. And I will eat them nonstop.
But I see what you're going for.
Thinking, let's think beyond
beyond the nut. Let's think beyond the nuts.
We're going beyond the nuts. I'm trying to think if there's any other rules to enforce right now. I will say that it could be that it's a food or a drink. It doesn't necessarily need to be... you know, something that you eat as part of a meal. Like, it could be a snack, but it could also be...
like an ingredient?
It could be an ingredient. It could be something that you put into something else. I mean, everything is on the table. It could be a tonic. It could be,
all right.
Just something. And part of it is also your packaging. How are you presenting this to your... friends and loved ones What's your packaging? What's your presentation? You'll be graded on your presentation.
Okay.
I feel like I feel like we're in Project You're Runway. Like
50% of your grade is presentation. Or
like Project Runway, where it's like, you must do this and you must do that. And
yes.
And it's like, how is it going to look on the runway?
Are you looking for something that's like shelf stable, or can it? Because
it could be either.
Okay.
It could be either. It could be shelf stable. Okay. It could be something they need to use fairly quickly.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to leave that one open.
Okay.
Because, you know, could be a lot of different things.
Yes.
I mean, I guess technically you could make like a lasagna and be like, this is what I'm bringing to someone's house. I don't know.
But I'm envisioning like you want to like package something up to like give to your neighbors or something like that. Yes. Right? Like, you're making something to give to like.
Yeah, you're making
10 people or something like
that.
Yeah,
you'd make a batch of it and then you'd put it in a little box. And how are you tying that up? Or what does your tag say? Or how are you making it look festive or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited.
Yes. All right.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We will see you next time.
We'll see you next time. Enjoy your Halloween.